the record so that you can summarize it as you see fit. The floor is yours, Mr. Chair, Mr. Commissioner, and thank you again for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Ryan, members of the House Budget Committee. I am pleased to be with you this morning to discuss the President's FY 2008 budget proposals that cover this subject of tax compliance. I'm glad that the committee has an interest in this subject of tax administration. This is my first appearance before the committee. Before I start, I would like to introduce my daughter, Emma. You can stand up, Emma. She's here today because Fairfax County has decided to close the schools for the third day. Then we did not let her sleep late. She came down for a civics lesson, and if I get any particularly tough questions, she's quite good, and I'm going to ask her to answer them. But thank you. I've been in this job almost 4 years now, and during this period, we have worked hard to rebuild IRS enforcement capabilities. We have made real progress. Over the last several years, I would suggest we have restored respect for tax enforcement and the need to comply with the law. But I would add that we have not done so at the expense of service to taxpayers. At the IRS, our working equation remains service plus enforcement equals compliance. That's not service or enforcement. You have to do both. I think we have a pretty good balance right now and are making strides in both areas. Turning to the President's 2008 budget request for the IRS, I want you to know that I am pleased with the submission, which provides almost a 5% increase from the 2007 funding level. Most significantly, the request not only augments our enforcement activities, but also devotes monies to rebuild our systems infrastructure and increase our research capabilities. I feel that the request reflects Secretary Paulson's and Director Portman's confidence that the IRS will use these monies wisely and generate a real return for the government. I know that a subject of keen interest to the members of the committee and to many others in Congress is the tax gap. By the tax gap, I mean the difference between taxes owed the government and those actually paid on a timely basis. Before taking your questions, I would like to make several observations about the tax gap. First, while the most recent National Research Program study did a good job of updating our numbers and sizing the gap, we need more research to better identify the sources of noncompliance. We need to conduct this research on a timely and continuing basis. Second, we cannot audit our way out of the tax gap. And while simplification of our tax laws will surely help the vast majority of Americans who already voluntarily comply with those laws, I would note that we will actually have to complicate the tax laws to change the behavior of non-compliant taxpayers, as an example, by requiring more information reporting. Third, in recent years, we have made considerable progress in improving compliance, as indicated by the steady growth in enforcement revenues. Those are the direct monies that we receive from our audit, collection, and document matching programs. Fourth, to quickly and dramatically reduce the tax gap would take draconian steps that would fundamentally alter the relationship between taxpayers and their government, require an unacceptably high commitment of enforcement resources, and risk imposing unacceptable burdens on compliant taxpayers. That having been said, there are reasonable steps that can be taken to improve compliance. We have made 16 such proposals. In order to further improve tax administration, I ask the Congress to both fully support the President's 08 budget request for the IRS and to enact the 16 accompanying legislative proposals into law. Before closing, since this is my first appearance before this committee, I would like to explain the nature of my duties and how they impact my ability to answer some of the questions you may wish to pose. As Commissioner of Internal Revenue, I oversee our nation's tax administration system. I don't, however, develop tax policy proposals or take a position on them as a part of the legislative process. Questions on tax policy issues are better addressed to Treasury Secretary Paulson or Assistant Secretary Solomon. Beyond the fact that policy questions are outside of my lane, there are very practical reasons for the IRS not to be drawn into policy conversations. If, for example, a commissioner were to take a position against a piece of pending legislation on policy grounds, and then the Congress were to actually pass it into law, the public might be skeptical concerning IRS implementation of the statute because of the commissioner's previously stated opposition to the legislative proposal. In the tax policy area, the IRS role is limited to advising on the potential compliance impact of legislative proposals. Having offered that clarification, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much.